Power, volume, raw energy, noise. Music ranging from completely out of control hardcore to melodic pop songs. Sure, you can listen to this band the way you do any other, but don't be surprised if you find yourself totally engulfed in the wall of sound Husker Du will build around you. Originating from the sleepy Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Husker Du is a constantly evolving rock and roll band consisting of three members, guitarist Bob Mould, bassist Greg Norton, and drummer Grant Hart. The band is presently one of the hardest working groups in America. 1985 saw Husker Du release the LPs Flip Your Wig and New Day Rising, while 1984 saw the trio release the double album Zen Arcade, as well as a cover version of the Byrds' 8 Miles High. Well, not really a cover version, a Husker version. Now we live in caves and huts and we don't have pay to live. And everyone is signing up for the newest industry. The band has just signed a contract with Warner Brothers Records and have released a brand new album under this label entitled Candy Apple Gray. The following broadcast on KCPR was recorded from a phone interview with Grant Hart of Husker Du. So for the next hour, you will be experiencing a conversation with Grant and the music of Husker Du.
direction that we have is the direction we choose to take. It's not really even so much of the direction. It's just kind of like what's happening. You know, it's like where we're at now. Maybe we're not so much going in a direction as like we're curving constantly. Coriolis effect or something. We tend to be more cyclical than like linear. I don't know. Somebody had to like fill the gap between hardcore and some semblance of reality.
While interviewing Grant Hart of Husker Du, fellow KCPR DJ Rob Campanile and I, Mike Stand, threw around some questions to Grant Hart, which included the subject of anarchy. And when we were talking about this, one of the songs from the Metal Circus EP by Husker Du was brought up, and this is what Grant had to say.
We were never typical anarchy for everything. We were more or less like... We were just preaching everything except sermons. It's not funny anymore. It's like... It's kind of a declaration. Because it's like, it's kind of a Bill of Rights, because it's not, I mean, the true anarchy in the shape of, like, the anarchists at that point were, like, two complete different things. I mean, people were, like, all looking alike, dressing alike, shaving their heads alike, doing, the exact same cloning process. And it's like, hey, fucking bust it wide open. It's like, be a ball bearing for once in a while. Hardcore was 1980.
Did Husker Du ever consider themselves a hardcore band?
Oh, certainly. They all wake up and go, God, it'll really tickle me to death to be a hardcore again.
I asked Grant what he believes is the most important personal aspect of the band that he wants the audience to grab hold of.
I think trying to be sincere. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to let people realize that this is what you like. That this isn't like some kind of act, you know, that this is like, God, you're walking over to that amplifier because you're turning it up. It's not like choreographed into the crust of the white bread.
Stay here the rest of my life. I can be happy. Never.
to be very effective.
The songs. Stripped down to basics, this is what a good rock band is all about. The conversation in the interview turned course at this time, and we began to discuss individual songs of Husker Du. To begin with, we asked Grant if it is a voting democracy that decides whether to go ahead with the ideas each member of Husker Du comes up with individually.
Sometimes it can erupt into, like, lots of me, you know, but I'll face it, you're dealing with three people, three egos. I'd say Greg, Bob, and Grant are better at dealing with Greg, Bob, and Grant than anybody else is.
Grant, when you write songs, do you generally write as the ideas come to you, or do you write your songs with the intent that it must be a Husker Du song?
Usually Husker Du turns it into a Husker Du song. If I bring it to the attention of the band, it's pretty generally thought to be a Husker Du vehicle.
What inspired guitarist Bob Mould to write the song Hate Paper Doll from the Flip Your Wig LP?
I think Hate Paper Doll is more or less about the industry of rock journalism.
The song Green Eyes. It must be about a girl.
About a cat.
Really?
No. Well, it's one of those songs.
What Grant meant by "it's one of those songs" is that Green Eyes, written by Grant, also from the Flip Your Wig LP, is a love song.
Those are the prettiest eyes I've ever seen.
Green Eyes from Flip Your Wig. Another song from the same album, Flexible Flyer, which contains the most unique melody Husker Du has recorded to date, was brought up. Because of the many childhood references made in this tune, I asked Grant if the song was about memories from childhood.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, some people unfortunately get too, they remain childish but not childlike, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And you grow up and they can't handle you when you still want to present some different ideas.
When you want to roll around on the floor.
Yep, exactly.
Or cry like a baby. I think basically if people let themselves take care of themselves, you know what I mean? It's like, if you just do exactly what you feel like doing, you'll be right more than 90% of the time. I mean, not exactly what you feel like doing. I mean, like, if you get yourself together enough so that you can, like, just function that way, you know, you'll be happening. If you let your instincts and your cravings run yourself for a while, you know? It's like the pregnant woman with pickles and ice cream. And it's like, that's what she needs.
When the album New Day Rising came out, there was one particular cut which stood out and brought attention to it more than the rest. The song has a bouncy piano melody in it, along with an amusing sing-song chorus. We asked Grant what inspired him to write books about UFOs.
What happened is I was waiting for someone to come and pick me up. and I had the picture in my mind of the first verse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this little orphan Annie type just kind of like going about her daily activities, but I kind of structured the first line a little different, like walking, you know, using the verb before any nouns or anything. It's like a blank, it's kind of like a fill in your own person song, because out of all the songs I've written about particular people and stuff like that, that one I've never been able to assign.
Many of Husker Du's songs concern personal relationships with parents, girls, or friends. The band stresses in their songs a lot of importance on getting across the feelings and emotions they experience to their listeners. Here Grant begins to explain where he is coming from in songs concerning relationships with girls.
You ever watched The Secret, the Many Loves of Dobie Gillis?
Never.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like I'm still pretty adolescent in my, like, you know, I really want somebody, but it's like, who's it going to be this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a slut or anything like that. It's just that, you know, the heart is a lonely hunter. Yeah, personal relationships, man. It's like I've always been more in love with being in love than I've ever been in love. So as soon as I find someone that I'm in love with, that, like, you know, I'll be able to tell.
Will your songwriting change at that time?
I think my songwriting goes through a period like that every other album or so. The thing is, it's very possible for an artist to, like, find the defense mechanism that makes them create their art being the reason that they live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like maybe fucked up relationships get more airplay.
That was the song I Will Never Forget You from Zen Arcade, preceded by Terms of Psychic Warfare from New Day Rising. This is KCPR San Luis Obispo with an interview of Grant Hart, drummer-songwriter of Husker Du. KCPR DJ Rob Campanella asked Grant if the album Zen Arcade was a concept album, to which Grant replied,
"It's like growing up."
Because that's what I thought. A lot of it had to do with, like, adolescence and maybe a kid just living in the world.
Yeah, let's say that album is maybe 12 years long.
Yeah. And just 12 years out of a person's life.
Very possibly.
Like, did you guys get together with the intention of having, you know, you and Bob of creating this album together, or just kind of fall
Bob
together?
Bob was writing a lot of songs that were like that, and when we were planning to record,
mm-hmm.
we were like getting like real solid. Well, this belongs here, 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 this belongs here.
Yeah.
So we decided just to like put everything to it in its proper place, and where there was a space, we filled it.
With stuff like Monday Never Comes with the piano stuff, how did that stuff come about?
Not so much in situations like that, but Pink Turns to Blue was like kind of like a climactic part.
We'll be right back.
The new Husker Du album is entitled Candy Apple Gray. I asked Grant if Husker Du's sound will change any way away from the intense wall of sound that the band creates when they switch to the new major label.
You can't, like, dissect things without killing them. They signed us as the producer. So they must have been kind of happy with what we were doing. They didn't sign. They didn't say in the contract, well, we want you to be like the Roaches.
Did Warner Brothers Records pick up Husker Du because they thought they could sell a few more records or because they read a few of the articles printed in various rock magazines last year? Or did they really understand the artistic value of what Husker Du is creating?
It's really funny. Warner Brothers has been interested in us since Zen Arcade came out.
Here's another song off the album Zen Arcade. This one's called Turn On The News.
We can't control.
will there be more sounds like the song Never Talking to You Again on the new album that is acoustical stuff?
Yeah, there's a couple new ones I have that, there's one that's kind of styled the same way. It comes from the same cracker underneath this cosmopolitan redneck.
There are things that I'd like to say, but I'm never talking to you again. There's things I'd like to pray somewhere, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. Talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you.
I mean, we're independent even though we're on a major label. I mean, Warner Brothers, what do they do for us? They put out our records. They don't comb my hair for me. They don't select my clothes for me. They put out our records.
What have the crowds been like on your most recent tour?
It's consistently getting more diverse, whereas, you know, it's...
Less leather jackets, maybe?
Less leather jackets, more like goatees and berets and, like, maybe ponytails and, like... Even a suit now and then.
That's quite a diverse crowd. Okay, enough talk about the new album. Let's hear some of it. Here's the first single issued to promote the album entitled Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely, written and sung by Grant.
Just to know that you're okay, but I don't want you.
people have been yelling sellout since we put out our first record. It's another word, like sellout is like, you know, just something that someone can yell at somebody. And it's like, it's a hostile term.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's coming from a hostile, unreceptive mind. So it's like, good that these people aren't thinking about us, because we don't need to be associated with any kind of hostility.
Do you guys kind of listen, though, when the people, when your fans say sell out?
Fuck no.
So you just basically going out there?
I want to. I've been a recluse for 3 years.
After listening to Candy Apple Gray, Husker Du has definitely not sold out. They are becoming more accomplished musicians, broadening their songwriting abilities while maintaining the intense energy and melodies that drew the band the critical and fan support they have built up over the years. Watch out, music world. Husker Du is on the move and ready to invade your musical senses. And remember, folks, it's okay to flip your wig.
Hi, this is Grant from Husker Du, and you're listening to 91.3 KCPR, the Sound Alternative, Cal Poly Radio. We'll be right back.
KCPR would like to thank Dave Savoy for setting up this interview and Grant Hart for participating in it. The following broadcast has been a special feature program on KCPR 91 FM, The Sound Alternative.